Continuing a discussion on tax we started yesterday, we look now at one of the prime explanations behind Treasurer Scott Morrison's plan to raise the GST and cut personal income tax. Efficiency. Turns out, not all economists support the idea. I spoke to Professor Flavio Menenzies from the University of Queensland about this.
I have to go back in time a bit to perhaps pre-global financial crisis thinking. And this pretty much originated in 2007, 2008, and the idea of a tax mix switch. So the whole idea was that you could get additional economic growth by switching from less efficient taxes to more efficient taxes, okay? And a tax is efficient it's more efficient if it distorts, the distortions on economic activities is lower, okay? And so the thinking goes that a tax on consumption of goods that cannot be avoided is efficient, precisely because you cannot avoid consuming the goods, right? So it cannot, you know, it doesn't distort decisions. So just to give you another example, tax on immobile land, tax on land is efficient because you cannot just move your land overseas as a result of the introduction of a land tax. It's a similar idea. So the argument goes, a tax on income is inefficient because it can lead employees to reduce, for example, the number of hours they choose to work, okay, in response to an income tax. My argument is that this response of labor supply to a tax has been overplayed. And the reason is there's very little empirical evidence to support the idea that employees will change the number of hours they work as a result of a tax. And that stands to reason, because how many people you know that can change the number of hours they work in a week or in a month? The number of people who can actually do that is small, and the number of people who may do that as a response of tax is also small. So this whole idea of switching from an income tax to a tax on consumption, the whole idea that it's going to increase productivity, I think is misplaced.
So if we're looking at revenue and we're looking at efficiency, you're saying that there are some other ways that we could have a more efficient system and probably raise some more revenue.
Correct.
Could you go through some of those, the capital gains tax and negative gearing? Would that be another one?
Yeah, look, I mean, so often, I mean, very common, again, our Prime Minister mentioned yesterday that we shouldn't really focus on only one thing. And lots of commentators have said, oh, we have to get rid of negative gearing. But the reality is you can borrow money to invest in shares, right, as you can borrow money to invest in real estate. Why should we get rid of negative gearing? If you do, if you just focus on negative gearing and get rid of it, then you'll be able to borrow shares, to invest in shares, but not to borrow and invest in real estate. What's going to happen? Well, you're going to distort the investment shares. So if you want to go back to sort of basics, the kind of revenue increase and efficiency enhancing changes would be things like, for example, a flat tax on savings, so that you pay whatever 20% or 30% on any kind of investment, be that property or savings. And in that way, you minimize what we call tax arbitrage, which is, you know, you changing your investment strategy or your decisions to consume or save simply to pay less tax, right? Rather than because of the benefit that investing shares or investing in property entail.
Right. So basically, you're just saying that there are a whole range of opportunities out there that we could be taking to both make the system more efficient or more rational and also raise more money.
Correct. For example, you know, you know, you can go back to look at the Henry Review of Taxation, and although the review now is outdated because it's predicated on a different idea, this idea of the tax mix switch, it still asks and raises a number of questions. For example, tax simplification, okay? Now, we have an overly complicated tax system, and surely by making it simpler, you're going to allow people to spend less time filling their tax returns or their business activity statements, and more time on the business that they undertake.